我们还是要把这一章圣经读一遍。
We'll read this chapter one time.
我希望有圣经的，无论是中文或英文，自己仔细的看圣经。
I hope that if you have a Bible, open it up and read it in detail.
若是没有圣经的，就要亲耳听。
If you don't have a Bible, then listen carefully.
我读一节，请托尼弟兄用英文读一节。
I will read one, and Tony will read one verse in English.
在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.
所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves.
做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞。
For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong, Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority, then do what is right and he will commend you.
因为他是神的约人，是与你有益的，你若作恶就当惧怕，因为他不是空空的卑贱，他是神的约人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。
For he is God's servant to do you good.But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing.
所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。
Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience.
你们拿粮也为这个缘故，因他们是神的差役。常常特管这事。
This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servant, who give their full time to governing.
凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的就给他纳粮，当得税的就给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。
Give everyone what you owe him.If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.
第八节，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人就完成了律法。
Verse 8, let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
The commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet,and whatever other commandments there may be, are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself.
爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完成了律法。
Love does no harm to its neighbor, therefore love is fulfillment of the law.
十一节，再者你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比出境的时候更近了。
Verse 11, And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
黑夜已深, 白昼将近, 我们就当脱去暗昧的行为, 带上光明的兵器。
The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
行事为人要端正, 好像行在白昼, 不可荒宴醉酒, 不可好色邪荡, 不可增进嫉妒。
Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and in jealousy.
总要披戴主耶稣基督, 不要为肉体安排, 去放纵私欲。
Rather, close yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
我们仍然低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。 能够进到你施恩的宝座前。
Gracious, gracious Father, we thank you that we can come before you to your mercy, before your mercy throne.
当我们一同敬拜，来聆听你话语的时候，
Let us worship together and hear your word.
求主愿你的宝血遮盖我们。
May your blood cover us.
愿你的圣灵 恩膏我们,
May your Holy Spirit anoint us.
也叫我们讲的听的都受你一灵的感动,
so that the one who speaks and those who hear are all moved by one Spirit.
让你的名在我们当中得着了荣耀,
and may you be glorified among us.
让我们的心能够完完全全的仰望你,
may our heart be completely to you, completely for you.
也让我们能够得蒙你的称赞,
and so that you can praise us.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的,
and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
罗马书第12章、13章、14章、15章、16章 都是讲到基督徒实际的生活。
Romans chapter 12 through 16 are all about our practical living of a Christian.
12章是讲到在教会中的生活。
Chapter 12 is about our lives in church.
今天轮到我要讲13章，乃是社会基督徒社会的生活。
And today it's my turn to talk about chapter 13, which is about Christian living in the society.
And
it's also about the responsibility of Christian citizenship.
我们是哪一国的国民, 我们要负哪一国的责任?
Whichever country that we're citizen of, we have to hold up the responsibility.
但是, 基督徒有双重的国籍,
but Christians have dual citizenships.
我们一个国籍或者是中国的国籍, 或者是中华民国的国籍, 或者是美国的国籍,
maybe we're a citizen of China or a citizen of the United States.
但是我们受洗归入耶稣基督披戴基督的时候, 我们乃是进到另外一个国籍。
And when we're baptized into Christ, then we're entered into a different, another citizen.
这个国籍乃是在天上的，成了天上的国民。
It's we become citizen of heaven.
所以保罗在腓立比书第3章第10节说，我们都是天上的国民。
So, Paul in Philippians 3:20 says that we are all citizen in heaven,
并且等候救主,
and we're waiting for the Savior,
就是主耶稣基督从天降临,
And it's the Lord Jesus Christ coming from heaven.
这是我们在地上生活的意义。
And this is our meaning of our living in this world.
所以我们既然有双重的国籍, 我们也要双重的义务。
Since we have dual citizenship, we also have dual responsibilities.
所以有一个律法师来试探耶稣说, 我们纳税给凯撒可以不可以?
And so the Pharisees came to try to trap Jesus and said, can we pay taxes to Caesar?
耶稣就说,你们拿一块的银钱给我们看。
And so Jesus said, give me a denarius.
他们看了这一个一块的银钱,
when they look at this denarius,
耶稣就对他们说,
and Jesus said to them,
凯撒的物要归给凯撒,
is give what is Caesar's to Caesar.
神的物要归给神,
and to God what is God's.
所以我们有两个义务,
so we have two responsibilities.
我们对政府上我们必须要拿粮纳税,
so to the government we have to pay taxes.
我们是天上的国民, 我们必须要奉献。
And we're also citizens of heaven, so we have to make offerings.
我想我们有时候觉得是白白的恩典。
Sometimes we think that this grace is free.
但是我们也要想到白白的恩典的里面, 我们需要有一个义务。
But we also need to know that in this free grace we have responsibility.
其实我们一些东西都是从神而来的。
Because everything is that we have is from God.
我们也需要拿十分之一的献在神的面前。
And we need to take one tenth and offer it.
这是圣经很清楚的告诉我们。
This, the Bible tells us that very clearly.
这是最基本的义务。
That's the most basic responsibility.
但是若是我们想做，我们一切都是从神而来的。
If you think everything is comes from God,
我们有个感恩的心, 把神所给我们的再献在神的面前,
and we take a grateful heart and we offer it back to God.
神要加倍的祝福我们的奉献,
and God will double his blessing for us.
所以我们不单是有义务,
so not only we have responsibilities,
我们也是可以得着了神的祝福。
We can also receive blessing from God.
所以耶稣的门徒看见哪一个少年的财主忧忧愁愁地离开耶稣。
So the disciples saw this young ruler walking away very sad.
他们就对耶稣说,你看,我们已经把一切都撇下来跟随你。
And they said, Lord, you can see that we lay down everything to come and follow you.
我们的主耶稣就应许他们说,我实实在在地告诉你们。
And so Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth.
人为神的国撇下房屋,妻子,弟兄,父母,儿女。
No one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God.
内不在今世,不得百倍。
Will fail to receive many times as much in this age.
再来世不得永生。
And in the age to come,
我们不单是在今世可得得了神的祝福。
Not only in this age we can receive God's blessing.
我们最主要的乃是在来世我们可以得着了永远的福分，永远的生命。
It's most important that in the age to come we will receive eternal life and eternal blessing.
所以在这一章的圣经的里面，我就很简单的分成三段。
So in this chapter, I simply separate into three sections.
第一段就是第一节到第七节。
And from verse 1 to verse 7.
这是基督徒对政府的责任。
And this is the Christian to this responsibility to the state.
以后从第八节到第十节。
And then from verse 8 to verse 10.
我们乃是对于律法的责任。
And this is our responsibility to the law.
第三段就是11节到14节。
And then from 11 to 14.
这是基督徒在世上生活的责任。
And this is the responsibility of a Christian living in this world.
让我一段一段的来解释。
Let me explain each section.
我就本来就想到很简单的讲几个故事。
At first I was thinking I was going to tell a couple of stories.
大家就不会来厌烦。
And you won't be so bored.
但是我越读越读的时候, 我就想到我不能够单单很简单讲几个故事。
But when I was reading, I decided I cannot just simply tell stories.
但是圣灵借助很简单的话语的里面有深刻的意义。
May the Holy Spirit, through very simple words, give you very deep meaning.
我们需要进到主话语的灵里。
We have to enter into the Word of God.
我们也需要进到神的旨意的里面。
We have to enter into the will of God.
我们要知道说我们在世界上 真正我们基督徒的意义是在哪一个地方？
We have to know what is the meaning of Christian in this world.
让我们更深地领受神丰富的恩典。
So that we can receive His blessings.
让我们真能够叫我们的生命得着了更丰盛。
So that our lives will be more abundant.
我很简单地，我们在第一节到第七节。
So from verse 1 to verse 7.
我们常常就想到我们基督徒是不是要纳税要纳粮。
So we wonder sometimes should we pay taxes as Christians?
我们对政府有没有什么责任?
So do we have responsibilities towards the government?
所以保罗就劝勉当时罗马教会的弟兄姊妹。
So Paul and encouraged the brothers and sisters at that time.
正是在罗马强盛的时候,
just as Rome was strong,
统治当时的地中海沿岸和小亚细亚的地区,
and was governing all the countries in the Asia Minor,
有许许多多的, 是给基督徒有冲突,
and there were a lot of conflicts with Christians.
我既然信了耶稣, 我对政府要如何的负起我的责任?
So even though I am a Christian, what is my responsibility to the government?
保罗在这里特别的主要就是说要顺服神的权柄。And
here Paul said we have to obey God's authority.
我就觉得做任何的事情我们需要有次序。
Whatever we do, we have to have an order.
在政府上是要有秩序。
And towards the state, there is order.
在社会的里面是要有秩序。
And in the society, there has to be an order.
特别在神的教会的里面,基督的教会的里面,需要有秩序。
Especially in the church, there needs to be an order.
我们常常觉得恩典是自由的,白白的得到。
Many times we think that the grace is free.
我们常常觉得不必负许多的责任。
So we don't have to have any responsibility.
我们觉得自由可以随便每一个人随便而行。
That means we can do whatever we want.
但是保罗很重要就说到要顺服在上的权柄。
But Paul specifically said that we have to obey the authorities from the
world. 我想主要的乃是我们要顺服神。
The most important is we have to obey God.
但是顺服神不是不要顺服人。
It doesn't mean if we obey God that we don't obey God.
神要常常把秩序交给人来做管理的工作。
So God always gives the order to people so that they can govern.
所以他这里讲到 几点?
So here he pointed out a couple of points.
我们如何的要顺服神的权柄?
So how do we obey God's authority?
是第一个,第一节到第四节, 我们要顺服神所托付的权柄。
So verse 1 to verse 4 is about
这里是特别讲到政府, 讲到 state.
It's especially about the state.
所以在这里说,在上有权柄的人人当顺服他, 因为没有权柄不是出于神的, 凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Here says everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established.
这个叫我想到不单是国家我们需要这样的。
That makes me think it's not only just the country.
我们在一个小小的教会的里面，我们也是一样的。
Even in at church, we have.
我想每一位的同工，若是愿意站在 神的面前侍奉神的时候，这是神所付出的权柄。And
everyone, all the co-workers need to submit to the authority.
我不是说我们要立一个专制的政权。I'm
not saying that we have to have a governing bodies.
我们的主耶稣给我们的榜样。And
our Lord Jesus has given us an example.
乃是有一个完全的正常的心态。And
we have to have a normal mind.
我们需要完全的顺服在神的旨意的里面，神的权柄的里面。We
have to completely submit under God's will.
其实这里第一节到第四节乃是说到我们顺服神所付出的权柄的理由。And
verse 1 through verse 4 tells us the reason why we have to submit to.
为什么呢？ 因为抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命。
Who rebels against the authority is rebelling against
the authority. 抗拒的必自取刑罚,
and they would be judged.
这里特别讲到做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕,
and it says the ruler is not to hold terror for those
乃是叫作恶的惧怕,
but it's for those who do wrong.
你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗? 你只要行善, 就可得他的成长。
So if you want to be free from the fear of the one in authority, then just do right and he will.
因为他是神的愿人，是与你们有益的。你若作恶，就当惧怕，因为他不是空空的被箭，他是神的愿人，是深渊的刑罚那作恶的。
For he is God's servant to do good, for you to do good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath.
我想这一个原则也是应用在社会的里面。And
this applies to the society.
也是应用在基督徒的家庭的里面。And
it also applies to Christian families.
也是应用在教会的里面。It
also applies to the church.
以后第二个，我们需要一个负权柄的态度。The
second, we have to have a attitude to submit to authority.
这里第五节说，所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。It
says that it's not only you have to do it because of fear, but also of conscience.
为着良心的缘故，我们必须要一个正常的、正当的一个心态态度。
Because of conscience, we have to have a normal.
Attitude.
And we have to have a right attitude between the relationship between society and government and the church. This attitude affects our whole life.
这个态度也是影响到其他的人生，
and also affect other people.
而第三个就是我们应尽的本分，
and the third is our duties.
刚刚我提到说，法利赛人试探耶稣的时候说，应当不应当要纳税给凯撒？
Just now I was talking about the Pharisees when they tried to trap Jesus, said, should we pay taxes to Caesar?
我们的主耶稣就说，凯撒的物要归给凯撒，神的物要归给神。So
Jesus said, give what is Caesar's to Caesar and what is God's to God.
所以这是基督徒的本分。So
these are the responsibility of.
是的，我们拆掉基督徒好像更加倍的负担。So
when we have we have these responsibilities as Christians.
我们若是跟纳税跟政府的时候, 叫我们能够安然无事的尽情的度日。
And we can live our lives when we pay taxes to the government.
我们若是说神的物奉献给神的时候, 乃是得神加倍的祝福。
And when we give offerings to God, what belongs to Him, we will be.
我们若是良心的缘故觉得这是一个负担, 我们就是非常的痛苦。
But when it's from our conscience, if we think that this is a burden on us, then
我们若是甘心乐意的奉献的时候, 我们就得着了一个丰富的人生。
When we giving, when we offering willingly, then we will get an abundant.
这是第一个基督徒对政府的责任。
And this is our responsibility to the state.
我们第二个就看到对律法。
Second is our responsibility to the law.
我想每一个政府都有他的律法。
I'm sure every government has its own law.
但是律法不一定能够完全。
But the law may not be perfect.
若是我们是为着律法而遵守, 好像我们就觉得是很受捆绑。
And we feel that we are bound when we are trying to just satisfy the law.
但是保罗在这里讲到我们对律法的态度。
Here, Paul tells us what our attitude should be towards the law.
我们对神的权柄我们需要顺服。
We have to submit to God's authority.
我们对神给我们的律法,人所定的律法, 乃是用爱心来完成。
And we have to fulfill the law with love. The law that was given to us by God.
第一个我们在这第八节到第十节的里面, 我们看到几点很重要的事情。
Here in verse 8 and through 10, there's a couple of very important points.
第一节说,凡事都不可亏欠人,唯有彼此相爱,要常以为亏欠,因为爱人就完全的律法。Let
no debt remain outstanding except continuing debt to love one another, for he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
像律法那样说,像那不可奸淫,不可杀人,不可偷盗,不可贪婪,或有别的性命就爆炸,爱人如己,这一句话之内了。
The commandments do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments there may be are summed up in one rule, love your neighbor as yourself.
爱是不加害于人的, 所以爱就完成了律法。
Love does no harm to its neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment.
让我们来分析这几节的圣经。
Let's analyze these couple of verses.
我想在这里有重复的话说, 不可亏欠人。
Here, it's, there's repeatedly, Paul said, do not...
这个亏欠两个字, 有两个地方,
debt, there's a couple of...
他开头说, 凡事不可亏欠人,
he said, let no debt remain outstanding.
下面结在彼此相爱的时候, 就是要常以为亏欠。
But, we have to continue to be in debt to each
other. 这是保罗劝勉罗马教会的弟兄姊妹对人对律法的一个态度。
And this is what Paul's encouragement to the Christians at the time about.
以后我们就看到爱这三节的圣经里面讲过五次。
So the love was talked about five times in the next few verses.
第一个讲到爱说要彼此相爱。
The first is we have to love one another.
我们常常要求别人爱我, 我不爱别人。
A lot of times we require others to love you, but you don't.
我可以亏欠人, 但是我不要别人来亏欠我。
I can be in debt to others.
这是一个不正常的心态。
This is not a normal attitude.
保罗要叫我们能够行在一个正常的基督徒的生活的里面。
And God, Paul wants to ask us to live in a normal situation.
他第一个说到不可亏欠人。
He said we should not owe others.
这是自己说的,我常以为亏欠。
But I should always owe others.
他讲到我需要爱。
He said I need love.
我需要人来爱我。
I need others to love me.
我需要父母来爱我。
I need my parents to love me.
我是因为教会的长者来爱我。
I need the elders in church to love me.
我需要其他的弟兄姊妹来爱我。
I need other brothers and sisters to love me.
但是在这里说，你们要彼此的相爱。
And here it says you have to love one another.
爱不是单方面。
Love is not one-sided.
除非了耶稣基督钉在十字架上，他的爱只有他不想有一个回报的爱。
Only Jesus, when he died on the cross, that he was not asking for a return.
但是他还是要我们有一个反应。
But he still wants us to have a response.
他要我们彼此的顺服。
But he wants us to submit to one another.
他要我们彼此的相爱。
Want us to love one another.
因为他在最后的路程的里面给他门徒一个新的诫命。
Last days, he gave his disciples a new command.
在约翰福音十三章三十四节、三十五节说到，我给你们一个新的命令，一条新的命令。
And in John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35,
乃是要你们彼此的相爱。
It says, a new command I give to you to love.
我怎样的爱你们，你们也要彼此的相爱。
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
我们彼此的相爱不是出于我自己的爱。
We love another, one another is not.
我们能够彼此相爱，乃是根据主耶稣如何的爱你我。
It's according to how God loved.
好让我们能够彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another.
第二个，他说要常以为亏欠。
Second is to always be in debt.
我总是觉得做不够。
Always as though I have not done enough.
我总是觉得我亏欠别人。
It's always as if I owe somebody.
这个亏欠也是觉得是欠债一样的。
This is like owing a debt.
我想这是基督徒正常的态度。
And this is a normal attitude of a Christian.
哦，那就觉得为什么我觉得都别人，我都是欠别人的。
How come I'm always owing other people?
但不是很苦吗？
Is that not too very sad?
那感谢赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
主给我们这样的命令
he gives us this command,
都有他美好的旨意
because he has a good will
因着这样叫我们能够得着了丰盛
It's through this that we can be abundant,
因着这样我们可以得着了长进
that we can grow
也叫我们有一个美好的见证
that we can have a good testimony
也叫我们一个美好的生活
that gives us a good life
我们总是别人对我不情
and it's always others owing us
但是我彼得就问耶稣说我若是说要饶恕人我不以为亏欠的时候我要饶恕人多少次
so Peter asked Jesus how many times should I forgive my brother
是不是我赦免人七次就够了
is it enoughseven times
也是说乃不是七次的七次乃是七十个七次
and Jesus said it's not seven times it's 70 times seven
但是意思是我要常以为亏欠
so it means that we have to
不是别人对不起我
not because others
我总是觉得我对不起别人
it's us owing others
这是一个基督徒亏欠的态度
and it is our indebtedness to us
第三个在这里说的要爱人如己
and we have to love others as ourselves
有个律法师来问耶稣说律法哪一条是最大的
and there was a ruler that came and asked Jesus what is the biggest law
耶稣就说你觉得哪一条是最大的
And Jesus says, which one do you think?
这个律法是精通律法。
And these people know very well.
所以他就回答说你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
So it says, you have to love your God with all your heart, all your soul.
又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And then love your neighbor as yourself.
爱人如己。
And love.
这是基本基督徒的态度。
And love your neighbor as yourself is a basic.
以后才能够说到爱人设计。
And
爱
爱人舍己
and to
deny
ourselves.
以后才能够爱仇敌如同自己
and then to love our enemies.
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord.
这是神给我们的一个命令
This is the commandment that God gives.
也是神给我们的一个恩典和祝福
It's also a blessing and that God gives us.
以后第四个在这里讲到爱人就完全了律法
And here also it talks us that we can fulfill the law through love.
而第四节又说一遍说爱是不加害于人所以爱就完全了律法
Verse 10 says love does no harm to its neighbor therefore love is fulfilled is the fulfillment of law.
在犹太人希伯来人的有一个美言
And in the Jews have the same.
那这个故事就说有两个兄弟。
It says there are two brothers.
他的父母很早年就过世。
And the parents died early.
这哥哥就是要负责这个看养、看顾弟弟。
So the older brother has to take care of the younger one.
他们慢慢的长大，个人都能够有力量自己来。谋求生活
and as they grow both of them have the ability to live their own lives
所以他们就把这个土地就分成两个部分
so they divided the land
哥哥就得了一份
and the brother older brother gets one
弟弟也得了一份
and the younger brother gets a
哥哥已经结婚了有几个孩子
and the older brother was married and has children
弟弟还是单身的
And the younger brother is single.
这个每一年这个下种的时候，他们就挤满的两个兄弟彼此的帮忙。
And so every year they when they sow the seeds, they help each other.
哥哥那个撒完自己的田地以后，就想到我要帮助弟弟。
And after he finished his own fields, He said, I have to go help my brother.
哎，弟弟也想到，我的哥哥有好几个孩子，太忙了，他也常常的赶快做自己的工作来帮忙哥哥。
And the younger brother said, my older brother has children. He's very busy, so he has to help him.
哎，特别在收成的时候。
And especially in the harvest.
这个弟弟就想到，我的哥哥有几个孩子，他的生活的负担是很重的。
And the younger brother said, my older brother has a family so his he has a burden
所以他收成的时候就割他的麦子
so he harvests the wheat
他就在晚上半夜的时候就割他的麦子
and in the middle of the night he harvests the wheat
他割完麦子以后就把这一大堆的麦子就丢在他哥哥的田间
and then he took all this as harvest and threw it in the field of his brother
这个哥哥就想到我的弟弟一个人太孤单了我要帮忙他他也割他的麦子丢在他弟弟的这个田里
and the older brother said he's alone he's, so he also took his harvest and put it in his brother, younger brother's
有一天晚上他们两个人同时就出去
so one night they were doing it at the same time
哥哥就把他的麦子丢在他弟弟的田间
so the older brother took his
弟弟就把他的麦子丢在他哥哥的田间
And the younger brother did the same.
但是两个刚刚就碰到
And then they ran into each other.
所以两个人一看见这样的事情彼此的就拥抱起来
So they held each other.
他们真是彼此的相爱
So they really love one another.
这一块的田地填了以后建耶路撒冷圣殿的地方
and this piece of land becomes the one that is the holy temple
这个是叫做亚和南的禾场
it's the Aaron this is the harvest the
这是一个美言这是犹太人的传说
and this is a saying in the
我为住了这一段的故事这一段的故事我就花了很多时间
and I spent a lot of time in this story
我就想到可以不可以在圣经的里面把亚和朗的身体可以找出来。
So I was wondering if I could find the this land of the.
我就找了很多 concordance 看看这个人的有没有其他的经文可以引用到这一个事情。
I try to see if there's other passages that reference this threshing floor of Arunah.
所以最少我从撒母耳记读到历代记和列王记。
And I started with Samuel and into Kings and Chronicles.
哎，我读到那个撒母耳记最后一章的时候，就发现很多问题。
And when I got into Samuel, there were some questions.
撒母耳记就记载说有一个人名叫亚罗，亚罗拿。
And Samuel mentioned there's a man called Arunah.
大卫要建祭坛的时候，因为他数点百姓触犯神的愤怒的时候，就建一个祭坛要来求告耶和华的名。
David has to set up an altar to inquire.
他就找到亚罗拿的合场。
And he came to the threshing floor.
亚罗拿就说：“我可以把地给你。”
And Arunah said, "I can give you this land."
并且我有牛羊可以给你做献祭用。
And I also have cattle for you to.
以后大卫说不行，我一定要出钱买这块的地。
And David said, "No, I have to buy this from you."
哪一块的地卖了五十舍克勒银子
？And this was sold for 54 shekels.
以后我就看到历代记第二十一章。
And then, in First Chronicles chapter 21.
历代记上，历代记下第三章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 3.
就提到另外亚和朗。
And it.
Arunah. 阿尔南他那个也这块地也是大卫去给阿尔南说你把这块地给我建一个祭坛。
And this is the same piece of land that they talked about.
并且很清楚的说这块土地就是以后建耶路撒冷的圣地。
And this is the piece of land that the temple in Jerusalem was built on.
他就卖了，本来他们不要大卫的钱，大卫就出了六百舍克勒金子。
Originally they didn't want any money from David, but
我是想到是不是这两个先帝不同的名字
？And is it the different name of the brothers?
是不是一个就是把他的祭坛的地方？献给大卫，大卫就出了五十舍克勒的银子。但是大卫以后就要计划借着这一块的祭坛的地方，要建一个圣殿，给他儿子所罗门建的圣殿。
And later, David wants this piece of where he built the altar to.
那这个是有十二倍大。
And it's about 12 times as great.
或者120倍大。
120 times bigger.
大卫就出了600舍克勒的金子。
And David spent 600 shekels of gold.
哎，我就觉得若是这个事实，那就是一个传说，是蛮有意思的。
And if this is the reality, then maybe the really has a meaning.
哎，不管怎么样，这两个兄弟彼此相爱。
No matter what, these two brothers love one another.
他就成了一个美好的见证。
And become a beautiful testimony.
这一个彼此相爱，他就成了一个建圣殿的根基。
And their love becomes the foundation of the temple.
我就想到教会的根基是在哪一个地方。
And so I thought about what is the foundation of our church.
我们常常看到神的恩典临到我们的当中。
When we see the blessing of God come upon us.
但是我们有没有真正的彼此相爱？
But have we truly loved one another?
教会的建造乃是在彼此相爱的根基上。
The building of the church is on the foundation of
the other. 如同以弗所第四章所说的， 我们在爱中建立自己。
And it's like in Ephesians that talk about.
我们不单是在神的爱建立教会。
And not only built on the love of God.
我们也是要在弟兄姊妹一起的彼此相爱里面彼此的建造。
But also in, build, in the building of.
能够成就神的工作。
To fulfill the work.
能够成就神的见证。
To become the testimony of God.
这是第二段我在这里所领受的话语。
And this is the second, passage.
爱就完成了律法。
Love fulfilled the law.
第三个在这里。
The third
section. 乃是对于我们自己的生活。
Is towards our own living.
基督徒个人的生活。
To our, Christian living.
我本来讲今天五十分我就要结束。
I was going to, stop at, 50 minutes.
我就希望我的信息是在40分钟最多50分钟。
I was going to finish it in 50 minutes.
但是我觉得这个太宝贵。
But I think this is too precious.
我必须还是多占几分钟。
So I have to use a few more minutes of your time.
第三个对于我们自己。
The third part is to our,
我们在站在这个土地的上面。
And when we stand on this land,
我们站在这个根基的上面。
When we stand on this foundation,
我们站在众圣徒的当中。
When we stand among the brothers and sisters,
我们如何的生活。
How do we live?
所以我就说的 for the living.
So I said,
不单是为着我们的生命 life,
not,
我们也是要为着我们的生活活出来。如何的活
is how to live it out.
我们常常有时候我们属灵的好像境界很高。
A lot of times it seems like spiritually we're high.
但是我们不知道要怎样的活在这个地上。
But many times we don't know how to live in this world.
弟兄姊妹我们现在是在地上做人。
But we are living in this world.
但是我们的生命乃是接在天上。
But our life, life is connected to the one in heaven.
我们一面是从基督来的生命。
And one side is the life that comes.
我们如何的把基督给我们的生命能够活出来
？How do we take the life that Christ gives?
For the 弟兄姊妹。
So Paul encouraged the brothers and sisters in Rome.
这十一节说，在这你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
And understand the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber.
因为我们的救，现今比出现的时候更近了。
Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first.
这里说到得救。不是说到我的属灵上生命的得救。
This salvation is not about the salvation of our.
这里的得救呢，是讲如同罗马书第八章说到身体的得赎。
It's about the, our redemption of our body.
我们不单是灵的得救。
Not only is our spirit been saved.
我们渐渐的长大，魂的得救。
And then as we grow up, our
我们的思想意念个性
and our character, our personality,
我们要从罪的里面出来
we have to come out from sin.
但是我们的身体还是 要死亡
but our body has to die.
我们乃是要等候有一天
and then we have to wait for that one day.
这一天就是耶稣基督再来的时候
when Jesus comes again.
是在这里说到得救出境的时候更近，现今比出境的时候更近。
Here it says our salvation is nearer than we first believed.
乃是指着主耶稣再来的时候。
Is to refer to the time when Jesus come again.
我们每一次擘饼的时候。
And every time when we
弟兄姊妹，我不得不在这里彼此的劝勉。
I must encourage you.
我们的擘饼圣餐不是一个形式。
And this is not just eating and drinking.
圣餐乃是真正叫我们唤醒我们每一个人。
And this, the communion is to wake us up.
他说, 应当要趁早睡醒的时候,
and it says in here that we have to wake up.
每一次举行圣餐的时候,
and every time when we have a hope,
给我们一个盼望,
it gives us hope.
因为保罗在哥林多前书第11章26节 特别的这里提到一句话,
and in 1 Corinthians chapter 11:26,
他说每逢你们吃这饼或这杯的时候, 只等到, 等到什么时候? 等到他来。
It says, for whenever you eat of this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the coming of the Lord.
我们最好的, 就是说我纪念主的死, 我纪念主为我们流血。
And we remember the Lord died for us.
但是保罗更提醒我们说, 乃是要只等到主来。
And he also said we have to wait until he comes again.
或者是每一个主日薄饼的时候,
and every time when we break the bread,
我们就想到更近主再来的一个礼拜。
And it's closer and nearer to the coming of the Lord.
我们若是一个月才一次的圣餐的时候, 乃是每逢我们吃这饼和这杯的时候, 我们就想到这是更近主再来的一个月。
And we, since we only have the Lord's table once a month, every time we have it, we're another month closer to the Lord's table.
纪念主乃是在黑夜的时候,
when we remember him, it's in the night.
我们也是活在这个夜间的时代,
we're living in the times of the night.
但是保罗说, 不要在夜间一致的沉睡,
but he says, do not slumber in this night time.
我们想到主耶稣再来更近我们的时候,
when we remember that the Lord is coming, it's near.
我们乃是要趁早睡醒,
we have to wake up as sooner.
如同诗篇第130篇,
it's in Psalms 130 verse 6.
诗人在那样的时候, 在那个上行的诗歌的里面, 就告诉我们说, 我们要等候, 仰望我们的神。
And the psalmist in this Songs of Ascent says we have to wait for the Lord.
诗篇第130篇第6节说, 我等候耶和华。
It says my soul waits for the Lord.
我的心等候耶和华。
It says my soul waits for the Lord.
我也等候他的话。
And also wait for his word.
下面说, 甚至守夜的等候天亮, 甚至守夜的等候天亮。
This is more than watchmen wait for the morning.
我们都是在黑夜的时候,
we're living in the night,
要等候那个天亮的时候,
waiting for the morning to come.
这个世代越来越紧迫,
and this world is becoming more,
这个世代越来越困难,
it's becoming more difficult.
这个时代越来越看到黑暗,
the more we see the darkness.
但是在最黑暗的时候, 那个光明就要来到的时候,
but when it is the darkest, that's when the morning it will be coming.
我们在这个时代的里面, 乃是要趁早睡醒,
and we need to wake up from our slumber.
在这里以弗所第5章第14节, 有一句话,
and here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, it
says, 这是保罗引了主耶稣的话,
and this is Paul using Jesus' word.
他主耶稣这样说, 主说, 你们睡着的人, 要醒过来,
he said, those of you who are in slumber must wake up.
从死里复活,
it's like resurrection.
我就要关照你,
and I will shed light upon you.
这里前面一个睡醒, 有的地方也是说到复活,
and this wake up is also talked about the,
以后从死里复活, 也是说到复活,
and then wake up is also about,
但是这个复活的两个字不一样,
So there's two words are different.
一个复活行过来的时候，哪一个复活是乃是说到我们要行起来，我们复活行起来，乃是一同的句式。
And this wake up is resurrection is just about getting.
我们在现在时代的里面是在沉睡的时候，是最好睡的时候。
And this is the time when it's the our sleep is the deepest.
但是我们需要醒醒起来，让我们等候主再来的时候，让我们能聚集在一起。
We need to be alert and wake up so that we can gather.
我们每逢擘饼的时候，圣餐的时候，我们乃是要醒起来，我们要等候主的再来。
When every time when we break the bread, we have to wake up and wait.
我们需要一同的聚集。
We have to gather together.
我们聚集不是在一起的彼此的象征。
We're not just gathering to have.
我们聚集不是为着我们自己的哪一个喜好。
It's not just because we like to gather.
我们的聚集。我们吃了这一个饼，喝了那个杯的时候，那是等一直等到主的再来。
When we take the bread and eat, drink from the cup, we're waiting for the Lord to.
这是保罗说到，你们要该趁早睡醒的时候。
So this is what Paul is talking about to wake up from the slumber.
以后他就说到，黑夜已深，白昼将近，你们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
It says the night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
他的行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可欢宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。
It says let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and.
他是总要披戴主耶稣基督。
But rather close yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ.
不要为肉体安排去犯罪去私欲。
And do not gratify the desires of a sinful nature.
在这里第二个我愿意给弟兄姊妹勉励的，不单是在薄饼的里面，我们要及早的醒醒。
And not only in the Lord's table we have to wake up.
我们自从受浸以后。
Ever since we're baptized,
我们乃是要披戴基督。
We have to put on clothes ourselves.
我们好像说这个披戴基督，我怎么披戴
？So we say, how do we clothe Jesus?
耶稣带穿在我的身上。
How do I put Jesus on?
那真正的这个原文的意思乃是说要穿上基督。
The original meaning is to put on Jesus.
我们怎么样穿上？
How do we clothe ourselves?
这也是像亚俄南的禾场一样的。
It's just like the threshing floor of Arunah.
我就觉得我怎么样的把披戴基督的意思说出来。
So how do I explain the meaning of clothed with Christ?
我不得不查许许多多的圣经。
I have to look up a lot of scriptures.
我不得不去找那个原文的字典。
And I have to look up a lot of the original text.
这一个披戴呢是穿上基督。
This it means to clothe with Christ.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章五十三节跟五十四节。
We can look at 1 Corinthians chapter
53, 54. 在这里说到，那必朽坏的要变成不朽坏的。
And here it says those that would be corrupt will become.
这个变不是变马华的变，变摩西的变。
This change is not just like a magic.
这个变乃是穿上。
This change means to clothe.
那个小字里面有穿。
And this word means to.
这个字跟披戴基督一样的字。
This is the same word as clothed with.
所以披戴乃是有所变化。
And so it's this clothes means there's a change.
这一个变化乃是一个复活的变化。
This change is a change of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，我不得不在这里，有时候讲的不好听的。
I have to say this.
我就觉得一个基督徒若是不改变。
If a Christian does not change,
他就不是一个基督徒。
Then he's not a Christian.
是的，有其他的原因。
Yeah, maybe there's other reasons.
但是一个已经受浸归入基督以后。
But someone who has been baptized into Christ.
如同加拉太书第三章第二十七节。
It's just like Galatians chapter 3.
那里说到受洗归入基督，就是披戴基督了。
There it says that if you're baptized into Christ, you're clothed in with.
这个披戴就是变化。
And this, clothes is to transform.
我若是与主同死同埋葬，也与基督同复活。
If I die and I'm buried in with Christ, I'm also.
我立誓要跟随主耶稣。
And I set my.
我立誓要受浸归入主耶稣的名下。
And I have to baptize into His name.
我是一个披戴基督的人。
I'm one that is clothed with Christ.
但是我要问说，我们有没有变化？
But I have to ask, have we?
我们有没有穿上？
Did we are we clothed?
我们常常穿上了个旧的衣服。
A lot of times we do.
我仍然依然故我。
And we're still the same.
我的个性。
Our own.
我的脾气。
My.
我的做法。
My.
我的观念。
My.
我的态度。
My ways, my attitude.
把罗索都需要脱下。
And everything we have to.
所以他在以弗所第四章第二十四节。
And that's why in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6.
这个披戴乃是脱去旧人，穿上新人。
This clothes means to take off.
这一个穿给这个披戴的一个意思。
It's the same meaning.
如同哥罗西第三章第十节。
As in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1.
说到需要脱下旧人，穿上新人。
Just to take off the old self and put on.
弟兄姊妹，这是披戴基督。
And this is the clothes.
我是不是拿一个仍然的老旧的衣服？
Am I wearing all the old clothes?
弟兄姊妹，我比没彼此的勉励要脱下。
I encourage you. We have to.
等到有一天走到人生最末后的路程的时候。
Towards our last days in our lives.
天使已经到我们的床前。
And the angels are by our bed.
他说你的衣服没有换。
You have not changed your clothes.
那个时候来不及了。
That's too late then.
但愿我们能够在这夜晚的时候。
And so during the
能够及早的睡醒。
And we can wake up from our slumber.
让我们能够穿上那个新的衣服。
So we can close a new clothes.
当我们穿上的时候，自然而然旧的衣服就脱下。
When we put on the new clothes, this old clothes will be shed.
如同秋天的时候。
Just like in the
有很多的树叶掉不下来。
Just in the, as in the autumn,
我的门口就是一个非常难看的树。
And in front of my house, there's this ugly tree.
它的树叶就那干了以后都黑黑的。
And when it's dry and it's dark.
我要等候。
I have to wait.
一直等到明年春天的时候。
Wait until next spring.
当那个生命重新的发芽的时候。
When this new life.
当那个树的生命重新的复活的时候。
When this new life of the tree.
它要变化哪一棵的树。
It will change this tree.
那个旧的叶子就要落下来。
The old leaves will be shed.
新的叶子要出来。
And the new leaves will come out.
但愿我们都能够领受到这个复活的改变。
And maybe we can all understand this change, this transformation.
我想，对不起，给我多几分钟。
Give me a few more minutes.
这原来我本来想的故事。
And then I have this story.
我就想到讲几个故事就比较简单一点。
I was thinking just tell you a couple of stories would be simpler.
我昨天晚上没有很好的睡。
And last night I did not have a good sleep.
我在思想早上起来的时候就觉得一定要讲。
And so in this morning, I thought I have to.
一个我们要看到我们的圣餐。
One is we have to see our.
一个我们要想到我们的受浸。
Another one is,
弟兄姊妹，基督的教会只有两个圣灵。
There's two sacraments.
一个是受浸。
The first one is a.
一个是薄饼。
And the other is the Lord's table.
我们需要谨慎，要警醒。
We have to be alert.
来领受神的恩典。
And careful to.
行走我们一生的路。
So that we can walk.
那神上的圣经是太宝贵。我是你们去念过文学，念过哲学。
If you have studied literature or philosophy,
特别是念到修辞学 rhetoric、我们一定会读到欧古斯丁的 Confession， 他的忏悔录。
So we would study about Augustine's Confession.
欧古斯丁生于354年11月13号。
Augustine was born in 354 AD.
他生于北非。
He was in North Africa.
他的父亲是异教徒。
His father was a.
他的母亲是 Monica， 是一个基督徒。
His mother Monica is a Christian.
他生了奥古斯丁以后，就想好好的来带领奥古斯丁。
So she wants to, after she gave birth to Augustine, she wants to give him.
但是没有想到奥古斯丁是一个非常聪明的孩子。
Augustine was a very intelligent child.
他是受教育很有名的一个学校。
He went to a very famous school.
他那个精通于这个修辞学、文学。
So he was very good in the rhetoric and.
所以他就任教在罗马跟米兰的地方。
So he was in Milan.
但是他的信心非常的放荡。
But he was very
他是可以说顺着他自己的个性去做许多不好的事情。
And he does a lot of things that's not right.
当他去罗马的有一天，
One day he went to Rome.
他就心中充满了挣扎。
But his heart was filled with struggle.
他的内心是愿意向上。
His heart he wants to.
但是他的肉体却是放纵。
But his body he was
所以他就弹在一棵叫无花果树的下面。
So he was laying in under a fig tree.
他心中很大的挣扎。
And he had a big struggle in his heart.
但他弹在哪一个地方，忽然他就拿着一本的圣经弹在哪个地方。
As he was laying there, he has a Bible with him.
那个时代，你不信耶稣，也是要读圣经。
In those days, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you still have to study the Bible.
他躺在哪个地方，忽然就听见一个小孩子的声音。
And all of a sudden, he heard a voice of a little child.
他说：“起来，拿起来读。
”He said, "Take it and read it."
当他拿起来读的时候，刚刚翻到罗马书第13章。
And when he opened it up, and it was Romans chapter 13.
刚刚是在这一段的圣经的里面。
It was especially in this passage.
他说，在这你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
It says the hour has come for you to wake up from your sleep.
因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近。
Because our salvation is nearer now than when we first.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
The night is near.Nearly over, the day is almost here.
我们就当脱去暗昧的行为。
So let us put aside the deeds of darkness.
带上光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
行事为人要端正。
And let us behave decently.
好像行在白昼。
As in the daytime.
不可荒宴醉酒。
Not in orgies and drunkenness.
不可好色邪荡。
Not in sexual immorality.
不可争竞嫉妒。
Not in dissension and jealousy.
总要披戴主耶稣基督。
Rather clothe yourself with the Lord.
不要为肉体安排去犯罪事。
And to think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful
nature. 奥古斯丁读到这里就说够了。
And when he
saw this, he said, that's enough.
他心中豁然有道的光明。
And he saw that the crown.
他就觉得这是圣灵向他所说的话。
And he saw that this is the Holy Spirit had spoken to him.
他就忧伤痛悔。
And he was sad and confessed.
他甚至悔改在神人的面前。
And he confessed before God and man.
他这是在386年9月。
And in 386 AD in September.
这个时候他常常听到 Ambrose 的讲道。
And he heard the sermon from Ambrose.
他在387年第二年复活节的时候他就受洗归入耶稣基督。
And in 387 he was baptized and into Christ.
我不是特别的要来做广告卖那个教父的这个著作。
I'm not to sell the books.
我在年轻的时候得了一本这个俄古斯金的The City of God.
When I was young, I got this book called City of God from Augustine.
我自己常常的读，就觉得太宝贵。
And I read it very frequently. It was very precious.
弟兄姊妹，我这多年来，我用于读罗马书给约翰福音。
All these years, I would like to read the Book of Romans and Gospel.
我可以说从奥古斯丁的约翰福音的里面。得了很多的帮助。
And I was really has a lot of benefit.
虽然他不是百分之百的完全的，我同意。
Even though it's, I do not agree with it 100%.
但是他确实给我很多的灵感。
But it gives me a lot of inspirations.
给我的亮光。
It will give me a lot of light.
让我能够看到神的话语是何等的宝贵的。
So that I can see how precious God's word is.
弟兄姊妹，时间很快的过去。
Brothers and sisters, the time has passed real fast.
我们在这地上仍然有我们对政府的责任。
And we have our responsibility to God.
第一个，我们需要顺服掌权的。
The first, we have to submit ourselves to authorities.
第二个，我们需要爱心来。完全成全律法。
Second, we have to have a love to fulfill the law.
第三个，我们的生活需要披戴基督。
The third, our lives has to be clothed in Christ.
但愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
我们需要趁早睡醒。
We have to wake up from our slumber.
每逢纪念主的时候。
Every time we remember the Lord.
我们需要有个心。复活的一个生活在主的桌前。
We have to have a resurrected life in front of the Lord's table.
我们在人间，在家庭，我们行事为人的时候，我们需要披戴基督。
When we're in a family, when we live a life, we have to.
我们需要脱下旧人，穿上新人。
We have to. Shed the old self and put on the new
self. 是的，我们在恩典的里面，若是有人在基督里，我们就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And if we're in Christ and we're a new person, then all the past things will be past.
但是我们需要尽我们的本分。
But we have to have. Our responsibilities.
他的恩典给了我们。
His grace he gave to us.
我们需要在他的恩典的里面尽我们的本分。
We have to have our responsibilities in his grace.
这是神的话语的真理。
And this is the truth of God's word.
现在是你我需要常常彼此劝勉。
And we have to encourage each other.
我们低头做祷告。
That is bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
把你的话赐给了我们。
To give us your words.
圣灵再向我们说话。
The Holy Spirit speak to us again.
再把你的话能够成了我们生命的粮食。
and your word becomes our the
我们求主祝福你自己的话。
May you bless your own words.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
祝福每一个你所选召的人。
And bless those who you call.
特别我们侍立在你的面前。
And may us stand before you.
叫我们能够谨慎我们自己。
That we could be alert in front of you.
我们也能够及早的睡醒。
That we can wake up from our slumber.
得蒙你的喜悦。
And be pleasing to you.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，对不起，占领您，我的事情。